New Hampshire officials from both sides of the aisle and leaders from across the state joined together to take the stigma out of mental illness on Monday. NHPR's Casey McDermott was at the campaign kickoff at the State House.
Former New Hampshire Chief Justice John Broderick has spoken openly about his son's mental illness and his family's difficulty getting him the help he needed. Now, Broderick is one of many state leaders speaking up to promote more open conversations about mental health across New Hampshire. On Monday, Broderick joined hundreds of politicians, business and religious leaders, and advocates to kick off the Campaign to Change Direction New Hampshire, which encourages people to be mindful of warning signs that someone needs help.
We need to find those folks in a loving, caring, thoughtful way, and we need to retrieve their futures, not attend their funerals.
A similar initiative launched on a national level last year, but New Hampshire is the first state with its own local Change Direction campaign. The main message at Monday's launch was this: know the warning signs if someone is struggling, and don't be afraid to reach out to offer help. Ken Norton, the head of New Hampshire's chapter for the National Alliance on Mental Illness, says he welcomes the push for more candor on these issues.
Until fairly recently, most people didn't talk about it. And when we hear leaders and elected officials talking about their personal experience with mental illness or as a family member, that really opens the door for other people to be more public and come out of the shadows.
The campaign plans a series of forums promoting mental health awareness at all ages and to push for more funding for mental health treatment, prevention, and recovery. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.